In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Please be advised, this show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Ghost Tape is intended for mature audiences. Q Code presents Ghost Tape, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, starring and executive produced by Kiersey Clemens.
All right, hold on. Just a minute. Tessa?
Dad.
Hey. I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah.
I missed you.
You too. What the fuck is that? Why does it smell like that in here?
Oh, I got me, Kieran, in the basement. And you all?
Lieutenant Dixon, I'm Dr. Martinez. Tessa's psychiatrist.
Pleasure.
I wanted to explain the conditions of Tessa's release. Make sure she has a safe place to stay.
Sick. You want a beer or something?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have beer? Rehab, Dad.
The grandma misses.
Yeah? Where is she, by the way?
Nail appointment. You sure you don't want to be?
Dad, stop. We're fine. God, be fucking normal for once, please.
Okay. Jesus. Got ourselves a couple of prudes here.
Jokes are very funny.
Lieutenant Dixon, Tessa has been released from custody contingent on being able to stay with family. We don't want her on the streets. She'll need some time to recover and adapt to civilian life, but hopefully with continued therapy, she'll soon be ready to find a job and potentially live on her own. After a brief investigation...
Oh, 2 fucking months of bureaucratic army assholes talking in circles as I sat in the brig? But yeah, brief. Sure.
The army agreed there was evidence to support Tessa's self-defense claim regarding Private Conti. Oh. However, due to the circumstances and the recruits who still remain missing, they gave Tessa a dishonorable discharge.
They're not finding those recruits.
Why would you say that?
Well, you know, it's 48 hours or something like that. Those kids are likely dead.
Dad.
The Army also recognized Corporal Wilson as your father's killer.
Well, good. That's a relief.
What? A relief?
You know, not a relief he killed Dad, but a relief for closure. Well, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's good that we know.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know about you two, but this death talk's got me thirsty. I'm getting a beer if you don't want.
Dad, please.
It's just beer.
What are you doing? What are you looking for?
I haven't been in here in a while. I'm just getting to know my new home. Dad, Oscar, he forgot paperwork in his car. We're gonna run out for a sec.
I didn't forget anything.
Stop. Right.
Copy.
Oh, the basement smells rank. Let's see what he's really got going on down there. Are you coming?
Tessa, I don't think we should be sneaking around your dad's house.
Pussy. Oh, where is it? You see the light switch anywhere? It's like a string.
Tessa, I'm not taking another step until you explain why you're playing Sherlock Holmes.
First of all, I'm feeling more Jessica Jones vibes, but whatever. You gotta be an idiot not to see my dad's hiding something about my grandpa's death. Or the missing recruits, or both. He's involved.
Tessa, we talked about this. You've been through so much that some paranoia is to be expected.
It's not paranoia.
What's your dad gonna think when he finds us creeping in the basement?
Okay, calm down. I just want to check it out real quick. He's not even gonna notice with all the beer guzzling. Hey, why are you trying to make me feel crazy? You saw that he was so relieved to hear Corporal Wilson was accused of Grandpa's death. That weird comment about the missing recruits and this fucking awful smell down here. It is obvious he's involved.
I know it's hard to go back to normal after what you've experienced, but we found your grandfather's murderer.
Oh, God.
The army has the tape. You can move on. Oh, but you're right. The smell is... certainly something special. Oh. Tessa, what are we even looking for?
Evidence.
Tessa, come on, what evidence? The tape is locked up on the base.
No, it isn't.
It's impossible. They buried it deep in the classified section.
Rigged up to speakers. Yo, I can't move it. It's like Dante's fucking sound bath in here. Help me.
I still just... I can't... How the hell did he get it off base?
Oh. What? Jesus. Oscar, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
What is this?
I think I'm gonna be sick.
What?
Found Grandma missing.
Did Grandma die in that cage? Answer me!
Yeah. That's typically what happens when you leave someone in a cage for weeks without food or water.
Oh. Corporal Wilson wasn't the one who tossed my bunk. It was you. You've been trying to steal the tape this whole time.
Can't steal what's mine, baby girl. Now I've got it locked down here. No one will ever take it from me again.
The comment about the recruits. Are you responsible for the disappearances too? You were gonna let me take the fall for that?
Where are the recruits, Lieutenant?
I had to pay it somehow.
What are you talking about? What do you mean pay? Where are they?
I told you. You won't find the recruits. They were the price. It has them now. I fulfilled my duty.
You were so relieved to hear Corporal Wilson was Grandpa's killer. For closure, that is some psychobabble bullshit if I ever heard it. You're the one who killed Grandpa. I don't understand. How could you kill him? Why would you do that? Why would you...
You really didn't know him.
How can you say that? He was the only person in this family that ever looked out for me.
Byron, force the tape on me. Your grandfather, Tessa, the man you always thought was such a simp. He held me down, but I struggled against him and forced me to listen to every last second of that tape.
Stop it. Grandpa would not do that.
I knew you wouldn't believe me. Why'd you believe you? Drug-addled father. Don't worry, I got proof. The wandering soul sucks you in. Makes its home in your memories. Yours are there too, Tessa. And yours, Dr. Martinez. But we can replay them whenever we want.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, The Conspiracy Tapes.
Sorry.
Dad, are you okay?
Here we go.
Whose memory is it?
Just me.
Yeah, Dad?
I want to play you something. Sit down.
First, I thought he was sharing his burdens with me, so we could be closer. I always wanted to be closer to Dad, to be able to pass a football around or whatever.
What is it?
Just something that'll help. You want to grow up army strong, don't you?
Yeah. Dad, what is this?
This is what will save you, son. It'll banish the weakness inside you. Make you strong. Set you on the path to manhood.
I can't want to listen to this.
You don't have a choice. It chose you.
No, Dad.
You're next in line.
Dad, what do you mean, next in line?
Sit your ass down, boy.
No, let me quiet.
You're going to listen to every last second of this godforsaken tape. I'm sorry. I don't like it any more than you do, but...
Y'all, for me, I don't want to listen to this. I'm not listening to it. I'm not listening to it.
Just give in. I'm sorry, son.
It chose you.
It wanted me. Because it knew I would carry on our family's legacy of violence. No fun to be had with an old retired guy who spent his days fishing. Tried to avoid it for years. Took enough drugs to sedate a horse. But in the end, I still ended up in the service. And still ended up fulfilling his wishes.
Well, it seems like you killed 10 people in 1 hour, Sergeant Major Dixon.
I don't know what got into me, sir. I never killed before. I got caught up. I swear. I never even killed spiders back home.
Yeah, you must have hunted before, though, yeah? Basically the same thing.
I don't know, sir. human insides feel kind of different, you know. More oily. Slippery. I'm happy to accept whatever punishment the Army deems fit.
Punishment? Soldier, the Army deems fit to put you in charge of 40 people on the ground here in Iraq. You're getting promoted. Congratulations, Second Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir.
The second they promoted me, I heard the tape get excited. You know how it gets. With all the whispers and moans pulsing as it feels.
My friend.
It liked that I was in charge. If I could kill 10 people in an hour, think of how many deaths the tape could claim from my reportees.
I am dead, my Babbage. I am dead. My body is gone. Be damn tragic.
And you know what's the worst part? I actually missed the war.
Everywhere you go as an American soldier, people are scared of you. Fucking treat you with respect. Get used to the travel, the adrenaline, the camaraderie. People are telling you where to go, when to wake up, when to take a shit. I have my reportees' lives in my hands. If I made one mistake, I ended up pulling their IED-exploded limbs from the jaws of wild dogs.
Dad, you don't mean it. This is the tape talking.
And then I got back with nothing. No one to hire. I could barely get an interview to restock shelves at the supermarket. Completely unappreciated. Completely alone. Not only that, the people were still afraid of me. But this time, it didn't feel as good. They tiptoed around me like I was a PTSD time bomb. And when they went tiptoeing, they asked me for my body count. Really puts a damper on a barbecue when someone asks you how many people you killed in Iraq.
Dad, none of this is your fault, okay? We were here to help. We're gonna save you.
Just give us the tape, Luke.
No! Tessa, you can't trust him? He's listening to the tape? He probably wants it for himself. Once you heard the tape, it's with you for the rest of your life. It's all you want until death do you part. And even then, it has you.
Oscar.
Tessa, don't listen to him. Remember what we've been through. I want to help you destroy it.
Truth is, baby girl, you can't trust anybody. You're all alone. Like me.
Dr. Martinez is here to help, Dad. Just give us the tape. Okay, we can destroy it. Together.
But I don't want to destroy it.
What?
I don't want to end it. I like the way it feels.
No.
The adrenaline. Feeling invincible and safe.
Dad. Stop, where is your cane?
I can walk without it. The tape makes me stronger. I'm sure as shit not giving that up. And it's not getting away from me again. It's mine, goddammit.
Look, I know it feels good. But you gotta be strong. There is a darkness in that tape that will consume us both unless we destroy it.
It had you for a while.
I thought
you were superior to me.
Dad.
But fuck that. I'm just as deserving as everybody else. I'm just as good. But the tape didn't make me do it.
No.
I wanted to kill Byron.
That's not true, please.
He fucking had it coming after what he did.
Dad!
No. It's senseless. All this. There's no sense fighting. It has us now.
Look, you have to stay strong. We can stop it. We can get you help.
Hey, we gotta go to the police. We gotta report this before anyone else gets hurt. Including us.
I don't know, Jason.
I don't want to fuck with the police either, but he murdered at least two people, and he's involved with the missing recruits, too.
We can't report it.
Are you fucking serious?
If we go to the cops, more people will hear the tape. More people will be pulled in. We have to find another way to end this. So many lives have been lost to it already.
Oh my God, are you fucking with me? This whole time, you tried to convince me this was all in my head. And now you're just like, fuck it. Let's dive down the supernatural rabbit hole?
Tessa. You can't save them.
Grandpa! Oscar, you can hear them too, right?
Yes, I hear it.
What do I do?
Compassion, Tessa. Anyone can be saved.
Maeve!
No one can help me. Many soldiers are hunting.
Tessa,
you have to kill him.
No, don't. Stop, I don't want to hear it. Don't. Stop.
You can save him.
Don't listen to the voices.
Your grandmother gave up her life to save you, Tessa. You're not getting out of this without blood. It's your duty to kill him.
Byron made us both monsters, Tessa.
You turned me into a monster the second you killed the only person who ever gave a shit about me, Dad.
Tessa, don't give in to it.
I don't want to do this.
Go on.
me out of my misery.
No!
Finish me.
It's your duty to kill him.
What am I doing? This? No! I don't want to do this!
This family is cursed. Your kid's gonna do the same thing to you. But make sure you look me in the eye as the life drains from my body. That's the best part. When the light fades and the eyes go dim.
No, Oscar! Please, somebody help me! Stop! I don't want to do it! I don't want to!
You have a choice. You don't have to do this. You can stop the cycle.
Stop. I don't want to do this! No!
Can't.
No!
Stop it!
I cannot stop! Stop! Oscar, help me! Stop!
Thank you.
I didn't want to do it. I tried to stop. I couldn't control my hands. But I was screaming inside my head and telling my hands to stop, but my body wouldn't listen. Fuck, I'm the only one left. He was right, Oscar. I'm alone.
Tessa, you're not alone. Just take a breath. It's over. You're not alone.
All my family is gone.
You'll find people. You'll choose your family.
It's just like you to be fucking optimistic at a time like this.
I know. I'm the worst. But one thing we have to promise each other. No one can know about this. It stays between us. Okay? This is our secret to carry. We can only trust each other.
I can't trust you. You sure as shit can't trust me. Trust is for hide keys and library books. But we're glued together in this shit sandwich now, Doc. Forever.
I'll deal with the body. And the tape?
Take it. It's over now. I fulfilled my duty.
Do you hear that?
Doc, I smashed that thing to bits. How could a shattered tape play music, huh?
No, I didn't say anything about music. Do you hear it? Tell me.
It's in your mind, Doc. You know, you can't keep letting your mind play tricks on you. It's over.
Ghost Tape stars Kiersey Clemons as Tessa, Raul Castillo as Oscar, Sean Patrick Thomas as Luke Dixon, Bill Duke as Byron Dixon, with additional performances by John Lewis, Alan Trong, Hallie Samuels, Niles Fitch, and Mitch Mendoza. Co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite. Directed by Malachi. Written by Alexandra E. Hartman. Executive produced by Kiersey Clemons, Nia DaCosta, Aaron Eli Colite, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Alexandra E. Hartman and Mariel Redlin. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ariel McGrail, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Additional mixing by Ben Milchev. Music editor, Michael Traylor. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Assistant director, Lynn D'Angona. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering and editing, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Kelsey Adams and Jack Friedman. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Language services provided by The Language Bank. Artwork by Tom Rahanka and Bryn Jones. Special thanks to Chris Goebel. Ghost Tape is a Q Code production.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.